We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help, and they can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Man, we have a lot to talk about. I was getting with Horowitz and McKeon while Dexter was doing his update, and we're talking about the President's Cup in Australia. We'll touch on Joe Burrow's Heisman speech was one of the best things I've ever heard. You know, it gives me hope in a generation, and I'm not the old guy, I'm not, you know, Eastwood and Gran Torino, but, you know, the Joe Burrow story is about never giving up. The Joe Burrow story isn't an up yours docudrama, it's just about a guy that had people believe in him. And here he is on stage as the best college football player in 2019. I was surprised that Fields didn't get second. I'm serious. I was shocked that Jalen Hurts finished second. I was. And Ohio State had three guys in the top 10. And the Michigan fans on my statewide show in Michigan are wondering, how close are we? Okay, well, they got three in the top 10 in Heisman voting. So we'll talk about Joe. Just a living legend. It's like a movie. It really is. In Baton Rouge, in Joe Burrow, in the entrance he had in his final home game still gives me goosebumps, and I'm not an LSU fan. I'm neutral. I like their story this year. But, man, the Burrow, the rise of a backup, and nobody wants to start you, nobody wants to offer you. You find a way to Ohio State, and then you're transferring, and people still, you know, Nebraska, and here you are, man. And chances are you're going back to your home state. Like it's another chapter in the book. You would think there's no way on God's green earth that the Cincinnati Bengals won't take him number one. The guy gets it. You watch everything about him. He's driven. I get we got the Lamar Jackson MVP story. Man, I'll tell you what, that guy is must-see TV, and he's going to cash in. He is going to just cash in endorsements. Jackson, he'll change the game. And what we're going to get is it's going to come down to quarterbacks like Breeze, Brady, Joe Burrow, college quarterbacks that are still the pocket guys, and Burrow can tuck it and run. But then you're going to see this evolution of Fields will play in the NFL. Hurts now, based on what Lamar Jackson is doing, but they don't have the wheels of Jackson. They don't. He's like a slot receiver playing quarterback. So we'll talk NFL. We're going to talk President's Cup. We're going to talk Joe Burrow. And we're going to discuss what's trending on Twitter, the white power, the alleged white power signs flashed on college game day by Army cadets. Naval midshipmen, Army cadets, they're there for one of the great pomp and circumstances before any sporting event every year in America. And because President Trump was there, everybody was waiting to pile on. And here we are. Oh, I hope those behind the white power sign. I'm sorry, man, but I'm in tune, in touch. I am a white guy. I'm on social networks. I've never, and this goes back to the Glanville thing with the Cubs, where you get some goofy 20-year-olds. It's not a white power thing they're looking to get on TV. Are they flashing it to some secret cult? Oh, and these cadets are going to overthrow the military? Oh, they represent future Trump voters. That's what this is about, man. It's not about racism. Tell me that you know any sign as a white person that means that you flash it. First off, when white guys try and flash signs, they look like they're having an arthritic moment with their hands. I'm tired of this, man. You know, show me there was racist intent. So, okay sign, but Anybody else can use that, but that's okay. That's the okay, but theirs is white power. How do you know that? How do you know that because you're watching College Game Day? How do any of us know that? You have men with women at our military academies who are more disciplined, more trained, better educated than 90% of all of us. And we're going to take a day to celebrate two factions of the American military machine that will wrap up the seniors, well, their college career, and Navy, the seniors finally got a win after three straight losses, but they will go serve their country. There's no politics there. Well, Trump's wearing his Make America Great Again hat. Oh, here we go. He just knew what was coming. So now, in this split world we live in, or country, that the okay upside down sign means white power. So what are the NBA guys doing when they hold up three? That same thing. What are college kids doing when they hold up two threes because somebody's en fuego from beyond the arc? I've had it. I really have. If you can show that, I think it was a cadet's, there's hands, it looks like a puppet show in front of Reese Davis. If you can show that they're racist, that was an organized racial attack, then I'll stand with anybody on it. But this country has gone insane. And you get the feeding frenzy because it's trending on Twitter. It must be real. Because it's trending on Twitter, it must be real. Twitter has become the bastion of what is right about America and what is wrong to so many people. People who can hide behind a fake name. You don't know if it's a bot from Ukraine, Uganda, or maybe Queens or the Bronx. And we're going to sit here and say, look at all the people on Twitter who are upset. You know what? That must be. They were flashing white power. White power. Okay. The only people that I've seen ever talk about white power weren't at any sporting events. None. They are the nut jobs marching down some street because they got a First Amendment parade credential and they're marching down the street and they don't represent every white person. And what you get is that today for the Army Navy game and College Game Day, and is it the circle game? Is it okay? Is it just some 20 something kids looking cool, wanting their hands on TV, that it's going to turn into that because they're white, they represent white power? I'm sorry, all of you listening right now, you tell me how many times anybody you know has used the word white power. You tell me a white power forward in the NBA. Gosh, I have to laugh, man. Because if your education is Twitter, if your education is grouping all white people together because somebody did the upside down, okay, white power. White power. Who uses that? My Lord, the Army Navy's a beautiful thing. And it just got trashed today. Absolutely trashed. And we got men and women who may never come home. You know what? I've taken the tour of Annapolis. They have a place, I don't know if it's called the Gold Room, but it's really all gold and has the names of everybody who has went to Annapolis, and it's categorized on the wall, on the walls, by the wars where people made the ultimate sacrifice for their country who had Naval Academy connections. I haven't been to West Point, and that's on my bucket list. You know, the only guy I know at West Point is a guy by the name of Connor Fisher. and his brother Ryan died during his sleep on the day he was supposed to play in a semifinal hockey game for Granville, Michigan. And Ryan Fisher, who passed away, was deciding whether he was going to go to the Naval Academy, whether he was going to go to Air Force Academy, whether he was going to go to West Point, because he cared about his country. So after he passed away, his brother Connor, part of that hockey team, played for his brother, along with the rest of the Granville, Michigan Bulldogs. And you know what Connor Fisher did to honor his brother? He got into West Point, and he's there today. And he did it to honor the legacy of his brother, Ryan Fisher. Now, he wasn't one of the guys that was doing the upside-down okay sign slash circle game slash white power. Those are the stories that nobody wants to talk about. You don't want to talk about how many people have never went back home to their families because they went to West Point or they went to Annapolis, but we're going to talk about on this day, we're going to talk about so-called white power flashing, white power gangs on college game day. A gang in a uniform. Oh, they should be thrown out. And then the Naval Academy and West Point, they have to announce to the world, to be politically correct, that we're investigating. People are calling for them to be expelled from the schools and the military, and you don't even know them. But because you have a Twitter account, you think you have power. I think it's horse manure. And I'd use other words, but I don't want Horowitz or McKeon to have to pay the fine. It's just ridiculous. It is. We find a way to ruin everything in America. We really do. You know, we get a great moment tonight with Joe Burrow. Somebody will find a way to tear it down. We have an unbelievable rally by the U.S. on the last day of the President's Cup in Australia. Somebody will find a way to still say they don't like Tiger Woods. We will find a way to ruin anything good or move this country forward. We will. We'll find a way. Shame on everybody for making today, which was a stellar performance by Navy and Army. Gosh, their uniforms are awesome. It's a spectacle. But because the president was there, it had to be political. Oh, I know why. Because we're getting close to another presidential election. How about we make the huge show great again? If you want to join in on the conversation. All right, the Army-Navy game, how many people listening think that the cadets were flashing white power racist signs with their hands or just jacking around? That'll be our first question. I want to hear from the audience. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Huge question of the hour. And we'll get to a ton of things with Joe Burrow winning the Heisman, the President's Cup right now. They're doing the award ceremony down in Australia. U.S. rallied on the last day. Unbelievable golf the last 4 days. Prime time into the wee hours at night. I think I was watching it till 2 in the morning last night, or the night before, it was like 2 in the morning. I love it. Get to the NFL, another huge Sunday coming up. But how many people off this trending in sports that Army cadets were flashing white power signs? I'm sure you've heard about it. You've seen it. I'm not buying it. You can join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. And I knew when I did this that here comes everybody like, You don't know? Are you that naive? Paulie Califano tweets at Saturday Huge. I saw a post on Twitter about the cadet flashing signs doing the upside down okay and was floored. For us, it's a stupid game we used to play. When you do that, if you catch a friend looking at it, you got to hit him in the arm, nothing ever behind it. Crazy. That's my point. All of you listening, white power signs? Who flashes those? Who on this earth? I'm talking not during a Nazi march down Main Street. I'm talking in everyday life, West Point Naval Academy. Are you kidding me? So those cadets are cheering on all the Army players, white and black, Hispanic, Asian, whatever. Oh. Chance Wayne tweets, you have to be a huge dumbass to be so naive not to acknowledge that hate crimes have increased multifold since Trump became president, and the military hardly attracts the most open-minded and tolerant applicants. Oh, God. Really? Come on. This is amazing. Army-Navy game. Come on, folks. And tell me, by the way, anybody, do you know anybody that flashes the white power sign? I would love to know. Anybody of any skin color ever had that flashed against them? This is Army-Navy. Why can't we celebrate a great game? It's amazing. It is. Let's go to Amos in Tennessee. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Absolutely disgraceful. Absolutely disgusting that this is even being talked about. My dad served in the Navy, and he and my uncle would do that same sign, like on their kneecap or somewhere else. It's kind of like a little gotcha, made you look type of thing. And I would go to the bank suggesting that that would be the purpose of flashing that little upside down three as opposed to signaling white power or whatever. We live in such an emotional society where things are either problematic or not, are played on a people's emotions. And it's a gotcha society or like a look at that, aren't I holier than thou type of mentality. And it's just absolutely despicable that it's reached the biggest and the most, if you're a football fan, I'd call it the most holiest of stages, because that's pure football. None of these guys are going to go in the NFL and play that I know of, or none of these guys are going to have any other chance to go pro. They're out there just for the love of the game. And it's absolutely despicable that these jagaloons have hijacked the purest of games for a political or whatever kind of agenda that they're taking after. It's absolutely despicable, and I hate to see it.
Amos, I appreciate the call down in Tennessee. Do you think Army cadets are going to risk, you know, it's a privilege to get appointed and go to one of these military academies. Okay, it's not a boarding school for rich kids with an attitude. Do you think they're going to risk on national TV everything they've committed to? Maybe a life in the military, do you? Oh, we're just going to say it's racist. Just because upside down, it's a new meaning for white power. I've never seen anybody use it. I'm sorry. That's just me. Let's go to Christian in Dallas, listening on 105.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yeah, man, it's crazy that everyone's been so sensitive and so easy to claim victim and blame racism and all these things, when the symbol, really what it stands out to me, is a symbol of when times were less politicized and more about the sport, because the symbol itself got big from a show in Malcolm in the Middle back in the 90s, before all this crap nowadays where everyone's so sensitive. And that's when it started, and it's kind of, you look at the kids, they're young kids. They're probably 19, 20, 21, 22 years old. They're behind the camera. They know that this stuff's going to go viral on Twitter and Facebook and all these things. It's a gotcha moment. It was a funny, goofy little game to start off on a TV show on Fox back in the 90s, that now with social media, they want to twist it and turn it into some type of racist thing, and it's crazy. I think it's a load of crap, and it's a shame that our society's got this sensitive.
And thanks for the call in Dallas, Christian. And it's a shame that it affects the Army Navy game and afterwards. It really is. And you know, the Naval Academy, West Point, we're looking into it. Like, really? Really? Hand signs. Okay, upside down. Punch somebody if they see it. But it means white power? It does. That's, again, you all have a right to your opinion. Let's go to Melissa in Chicago, listening on AM 670, The Score. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Especially because I don't agree with what I'm hearing from you or your other white male callers.
Oh, white. So now you're racial profiling my callers? No, hold on one second. Are you racially profiling my callers?
Oh, when I hear white men call in and justify...
White men? Is this the 18... Oh, white men?
Say that.
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
White men like yourself white who want to call in okay. and say the symbol that white supremacists have claimed. That's what they put it out there. I didn't make this up. It's not some type of imaginary thing. We've seen again and again where people are making this white power symbol.
Who? Where was the last time you saw it? When was the last time you saw it?
I've seen it all over social media.
No, not social media. Are you white or black? Are you white or black?
What? Why does that matter?
Because I'm asking you, have you seen any in person?
Yes, I've seen it in social media again and again.
Social media.
I have seen white men making the symbol thinking it's funny, thinking it's a joke. It's Nazis use a symbol, neo Nazis. Neo-fascists, are you going to pretend like they...
I don't, and did I say I support them? Did I call them nut jobs in my opening huge opinion?
What I'm saying is, it exists, it's real. These kids are not doing... They're not. First of all, they aren't kids, they're grown men. These Army cadets who are doing this, other people who do this in public, they're grown-ass men. And they think it's funny. They think it's a joke. It's not. And then you want to turn around and defend it. Like, oh, that's okay.
Defend it. Oh, yeah. Don't twist my words. Melissa, thank you for the call. Don't twist my words. Do not twist my words. This isn't Twitter or Facebook where I'm limited to 140 characters. I didn't defend it. But I told you that if it's a Nazi neo-fascist group or what went on in Charlottesville, Virginia, they're nut jobs. Okay? But I saw cadets. I saw two guys next to Doug Glanville that you just assume they're racist because they're white. And to me, that's racist. In 2017, according to the, I think it's the Defamation League, okay? 2017, the OK hand gesture acquired a new and different significance thanks to a hoax by members of the website 4chan to falsely promote the gesture as a hate symbol, claiming that the gesture represented the letters WP for white power. The OK gesture hoax was merely the latest in a series of similar 4chan hoaxes using various innocuous symbols. In each case, the hoaxers hoped that the media and liberals would overreact by condemning a common image as white supremacist. All right? I'm reading that. Do you think what those guys were doing was racist? The Army cadets. And the way you used the white men, and you're white, like we're some group. That we're talking about a sporting event that was hijacked by politics today, and that we're some group. All white people are in this together. All white people are all just in this together. It's crazy. It is. And it irritates me. It does. Flat out does. I was a minority in my schools till I was a sophomore in high school. Minority. You know what a minority means? That if the school is 70% black, 20% Hispanic, and 10% white, I was the minority. Gosh. I mean, Army, Navy, hey, we can't get away from this. And what was interesting about the caller from Chicago, well, I saw it on social media. What I said earlier, we use this as a Bible that, well, I saw the cadets, Army cadets of the game on social media. Do I condone any white power symbols, any white power groups? Hell no. I'm for equality for all. Equal love across the board for all American citizens. And those who visit this country. But I don't say, don't twist words and say, and try and flip it. And go on Twitter and say, oh my God, this guy supports white supremacists. That's how it works today. It's not going to work with me. It's not. It won't. You want to join us? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America, something we do each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. McKeon and Horowitz and Dexter are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. We began our broadcast talking about the Army Navy so-called white power hand gesture and the Naval Academy. It involves allegedly midshipmen and also cadets from West Point and West Point in Annapolis. Officials are trying to determine the motives, as I read from the Wall Street Journal online report of service academy students who flashed hand signs on national television Saturday that in certain contexts are associated with, quote, white power. The hand sign appeared to be displayed both by West Point cadets and Annapolis midshipmen during a broadcast of the annual Army-Navy football game in Philadelphia. But U.S. Military Academy officials haven't yet determined their intent. According to a West Point spokesman, a U.S. Naval Academy spokeswoman said the Academy is also checking into the matter. We're aware and we're looking into it. Spokeswoman Commander Elena Garas said the Pentagon didn't respond immediately to a request for comment. Okay. Pentagon. You don't think they're busy? Yeah, they might have been watching Army Navy. The Pentagon. By the way, and last year, the Coast Guard came under criticism when a member of the service used a similar hand sign while in the background of a television broadcast. Coast Guard leadership issued an official reprimand to the officer who used the hand sign. The hand sign used is what looks like the OK sign, where the thumb and forefinger make a circle and the remaining three fingers are fully extended. The sign has also been used in what's known as the circle game, where someone extends the OK sign, and if another person is tricked into looking at it, that second person gets punched in the arm. The sign took on a different significance for some people around 2017, according to the Anti-Defamation League, when it began to be used to signify white power. The ambiguity of the symbol was part of the reason it was used as an extremist meme, the ADL says. The gesture was displayed as ESPN broadcast a segment from the student section where both cadets and midshipmen made what appeared to be the OK sign. Because of the traditional meaning of the OK hand gesture, as well as other usages unrelated to white supremacy, particular care must be taken not to jump to conclusions about the intent behind someone who has used the gesture. This from the Anti-Defamation League. Don't jump to conclusions. What I say in my opening huge opinion 40 minutes ago, that everybody's just labeling these midshipmen and cadets, whoever they are, you're labeling them white supremacist. Oh, I get it, because Trump was there for the annual Army-Navy game. And our military academies are cranking out white supremacists. Forget about the great Navy football team, which I think is, what, 10-2? One broke a three-game losing streak against Army. The pageantry, everything there. So instead of that resembling what's good about America, everybody's going to pile on that the okay hand gesture, which the Anti-Defamation League, and I respect what they do, said it's important not to jump to conclusions. But instead of a showcase of unbelievable men and women who commit to our military academies, both on the field, off the field in Philly, this is the conversation. This is what's online with the Wall Street Journal. This is what is on Twitter. And I think it's a portrait of America that stinks. I do. People are, what I tell you what would happen? Didn't I tell you 40 minutes ago that people would say I support the hand gesture? And the caller tried it from Chicago. Well, you support it then, don't you? No, don't twist my words. If you were listening, I stated that, don't twist my words. Then you get people who come after me that say, well, I guess you support the Hitler salute. When did I say that? When? Brandt sends a tweet in. Your ignorance of openly displayed hate. Now, jumping to conclusions, the Anti-Defamation League says don't do that because it might just be the little hand gesture for a game. But Brandt writes, your ignorance of openly displayed hate is similar to that of Germans during Hitler's climb to power. Army-Navy game? Now it's Hitler's rise to power? My gosh. It's the silence and excusing of things like a white power symbol that allow discriminatory behavior to continue and, in this case, actually grow. Shame on you. I'll never listen again. Well, the Anti-Defamation League, which is there to protect racism and bigotry, right? Like I said, they have a good mission. They said because of the traditional meaning of the okay hand gesture, as well as other usages unrelated to white supremacy, particular care must be taken not to jump to conclusions about the intent. What I say at about 12:05, 12:06 a.m., 9:06 Pacific time, did I say we can't go label those white cadets or midshipmen racist without knowing their intent? But everyone's just piling on. Caller from Chicago, well, you know, you white callers, and you're white like we're some sort of bonded unit because of the color of our skin. That I'm irritated that one of the great sports spectacles in America is hijacked by political lines. Yeah, that's where I'm at. Okay? And don't try and twist that. I support the Hitler salute. Oh, that's what people are saying. Oh, my God. I wish I could use other words, but again, I don't want to kill Horowitz's golf membership at his local country club because it just drives me nuts. Wow. Let's go to Rob in Dallas, listening on 105.3. You're on the Huge Show.
What's going on, buddy? What's going on?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right, man. I absolutely agree with the last caller, man. I mean, for us, if we're going to play dumb like they weren't throwing it, we all know what it was. I mean, it's on national TV. And for y'all to say it was a game and someone get hit, I didn't see anyone get hit. I seen they were doing it behind a person of color, and it's just it's not the first time we've seen it, and it won't be the last. And for you, I don't say I'm not going to say you support it, but you're not even giving it a thought that it could be.
Why can't I give the thought to the benefit of the doubt that we don't know their intent?
I mean that's understandable, but I mean you're basically just saying like basically there's no way they could be do.
Okay, on, how man, many people? All right, you sound like you're a smart man. They're in Dallas, Rob.
Okay,
many people? I want to ask you, not social network, not at a sporting event. I've seen this twice at a sporting event, at the Cubs and Army Navy, right? On TV. I wasn't there. How many times have you seen the white power symbol used in public in Dallas by anybody?
I mean, they're cowards. They're not going to do it.
They're going to do it on TV? They're going to do it on TV in uniform.
Yeah. I'm an African-American. Of course, they're not going to do it around me. And just like they were doing it in back of the African-American on national TV, they knew what they were doing. I mean, and they knew that y'all were going to – I'm not just going to say you in particular, but they knew they were going to be protected. And people were going to get the benefit of the doubt. It's just common sense, man. I mean,
it's not common sense to say that I would protect somebody who's racist. You're wrong. I would never protect anybody based on the color of their skin. I wouldn't.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying you're doing it because of the color of their skin. What are most people going to say? They're kids. They're just joking around. They knew what people were going to say. First of all, they're not kids. To start it off, they know exactly what they're doing. Just because they're Army. Come on, man.
I'm walking down the street, and I appreciate your call in Dallas listening on 105.3. I'm walking down a street, and you're by yourself, and I see three white guys flashing white power. I'm going to step in and protect you. I'll stand with you, okay? For any of you where I'm really getting irritated, that you're just assuming that this sign is white power. When you said, Rob, that people are afraid to do it to you in Dallas, but these kids are going to do it on TV? In uniform. Not marching with some wackos down the street about how they don't like anybody except white people. That they're going to do that. That kids front row at Cub seats are going to flash out of everything they can do. That they're going to do that. I don't buy that. I don't. I've never seen it flash by anybody. And like the Anti-Defamation League says, particular care must be taken not to jump to conclusions about the intent behind someone who has used a gesture. And look at everyone jumping on right now. Your opinions, 1-855-212-4CBS and @SaturdayHuge on Twitter.